This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Jerry Newcomb, who is the host of the Coral Ridge Hour. He's also the co-producer and co-writer of Socialism, A Clear and Present Danger. You can learn more about that at dangersofsocialism.org. Dr. Newcomb is here today to offer his thoughts on what he sees as another creep towards socialism, with the Obama administration demanding that BP pony up billions of dollars in an account managed by a handpicked official of the Obama administration. And Dr. Newcomb, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure, thank you.
Well, this is obviously the issue that created a bit of a firestorm on Capitol Hill on Thursday when Congressman Barton called it a shakedown, a slush fund, the White House immediately responding. Tony Hayward, the BP CEO, ultimately asked about it and said he didn't think it was a slush fund. Why do you see this as such a dangerous step towards socialism?
First of all, BP, if it is indeed guilty, and it seems that there were some shortcuts that they made and so forth, they are definitely liable if that's what they find in the courts. And this needs to work its way out. And the people, what the one executive called the small people, I think what he meant by that was the little people. He meant the shrimp boat guys, the restaurant owners, et cetera, the people on the Gulf. These people certainly need to be compensated properly. I mean, they're losing their livelihood. But what troubles me is a pattern within the Obama White House moving more and more and more of the government takeover, if you will, of more and more and more of private industry, whatever it is, in whatever front. I mean, we're getting to the point where so much of the private sector is being taken over by the government that, pretty soon, basically you'll have half the nation will be serfs, that are essentially serving the other half, who are also serfs. I mean, it's incredible. We're just watching this thing unfold, and it's troublesome to see, in a sense, this philosophy from Saul Alinsky, never let a crisis go to waste. It seems like every single time that there's some sort of crisis, instead of working towards solving it like Governor Jindal wants, it seems almost like this Saul Alinsky thing is kicking in with the Obama administration, where they're taking advantage of these things. For example, with the Obama administration and this oil spill, Obama said just the other night that he wants to see the United States pass cap and trade. Well, cap and trade has nothing to do with the BP oil spill. And in fact, it would be a policy that would really, as I see it, would hurt American industry and the American economy at a time when our economy is already hurting so greatly.
A couple more questions in our remaining time here with Dr. Jerry Newcomb of Coral Ridge Ministries. And Dr. Newcomb, some say it should be mitigated a little bit, the concern about this government demand of BP, because BP acquiesced. They agreed to do it. So it might not be the type of government order, government mandate that that others are worried about. Does that ease your concern at all?
Well, I think they were kind of, in a sense, forced to do so. Yesterday, there was a great article in the Heritage Foundation about this very issue, and they opened up talking about how in the fall of 2008, when President Bush was in charge, they had this meeting where they initiated the TARP, and basically several CEOs, or a handful of maybe six to eight or so CEOs of different major companies, had to sit down and sign a one-page sheet. But it was basically they were forced to do so. They acquiesced to the government power. I think with BP, they have such a horrible PR situation. They'll do anything, to get out of this and, to try and better the situation, or as Tony Hayward once put it, insensitively, to try and get their life back.
Dr. Newcomb, obviously, in Congressman Barton making his statements yesterday, before he even said them, he made it clear that he was speaking for himself. That was not good enough for Republican leaders. They immediately demanded that he apologize for his apology, or else he was going to be stripped of his role as the top Republican on the House Energy Committee. What's your assessment of how the Republicans responded to this controversy?
Well, it seemed almost like they were a little harsh towards him. He was chafing at the feeling that this was forced, that this was did he use the word shakedown?
Shakedown,
or he
right.
Almost implied extortion. Again, I think the overall goal that Obama expressed, which is to hold BP liable for this, is a worthy one. But what boiled down to is it was one where they were essentially forcing it in advance of it. So I feel like this is one of those things where people are, you know, kind of shooting their own, if that makes sense. Somebody once said, for example, in the context of Christian people, sometimes what happens is you end up with a kind of a cannibalistic situation where people are just kind of criticizing their own without, you know, listening to what they have to say. I do think Barton apologized, and I, you know, wasn't that good enough for me? I think it's good enough for me.
Dr. Newcomb, last question before we let you go. Obviously, as I mentioned before, you're the host of the Coral Ridge Hour, affiliated with Coral Ridge Ministries. Why is the ministry so focused on this issue of socialism? How did you get involved with this?
Well, we have produced a special called Socialism, A Clear and Present Danger, and we're really pleased with it. It is a biblical response. That's the first and foremost for people to understand. So if they're not interested in what the Bible says about it, fine, then you're not interested in this. But what we tried to do is, in part one, address the question, does the Bible teach socialism? A lot of people are promoting things like social justice, really in the name of the Lord. I mean, even recently, Nancy Pelosi said that she's doing what she's doing because she is motivated, she says, by Jesus, the Word made flesh. And it's like, wow, I mean, that's fascinating. Which translation are you reading, Nancy? You know, I wonder. But anyway, so we address that whole issue, and we show how, you know, hey, look at this. The Bible is the source that says, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not covet. And, you know, that there's a lot of biblical teaching for charity, but it's always in a private context, or it's the family that's to do it, or the church, but not the government. And when the government takes over, it just boils down to government power and control. That's what we're chafing at. And so in part one, we show the Bible does not teach socialism. And then in part two, we show how socialism is a very dangerous thing, and it continues to threaten our world, even though it's been discredited in example after example, and is responsible, frankly, for more people being killed prematurely than virtually any other ideology in this world. Marxism is extremely dangerous. Karl Marx is extending his ugly, evil shadow from way beyond the grave, even though, again, his ideas have been thoroughly discredited. And yet, you know, our world, unfortunately, is continues to be threatened with more and more premises that come right out of Karl Marx. And even Saul Alinsky, who, unfortunately, I think is quite a mentor intellectually to President Obama. Saul Alinsky is a Marxist, and I think Marxism is thoroughly discredited, and we really tried to set that out in our video, Socialism, A Clear and Present Danger. And we have a little companion book that goes with it, about 10 truths about socialism.
Dr. Newcomb, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Sure, thank you.
Dr. Jerry Newcomb is the host of the Coral Ridge Hour. He's co-producer and co-writer of Socialism, A Clear and Present Danger. You can find it at dangersofsocialism.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.